quickly answer this question of the week, how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. No, you don't fast and pray, and you don't do lots of religious duties, you don't psych yourself up, you don't empty your mind, and so on. Acts 1 verse 4, we were promised that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Wait for the gift, my Father promised. When you become a Christian, you're baptized in the Spirit. It's not you become a Christian and later on you're baptized in the Spirit. You cannot belong to Christ without being baptized by the Spirit. You can belong to the church, you can join, you can say all the right things, but I haven't a clue. I look out at you, I haven't a clue. Who's for real and who's not for real? Whose heart is God working in? Whose heart is God not working in? We have to examine ourselves in that regard. It's possible to stand up here and preach like me and not be a believer. It's quite a frightening thought, but also in a way, in a sense, quite an encouraging one. From now on, from this point on, from Acts 2 onwards, all believers are baptized in the Spirit. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, says Paul, they do not belong to Christ. But we need to keep on being filled because we can quench the Spirit. And I think that the way to be filled with the Spirit is to seek Christ and to give your life to Christ and to ask Him to give you that gift, a gift which He will never refuse. And what the coming of the Spirit does, restores what is broken, makes you a new creation. So if you want to be filled with the Spirit, you come to Christ.